Early this morning, a congressional panel wrapped up a four-day tour of the nation's military bases. Members of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Readiness visited 21 facilities to see the conditions on bases for themselves. President Bush campaigned on a promise to improve combat readiness in all the services, but the administration is now considering other military priorities. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
The North Island Naval Air Station in Coronado is the birthplace of naval aviation. The base opened in 1917 when hardly anyone had thought to put the words Navy and flyer together. Even now, more than 40% of the Navy's aircrew training is conducted here. Flying in on four Huey helicopters, five congressmen arrived at the base this week to learn about the facility's maintenance problems. The subcommittee's chairman, Kurt Weldon, a Pennsylvania Republican, organized the coast-to-coast trip to gain ammunition for military spending battles in Congress this fall.
We have a severe problem right now, a massive train wreck that we're in the midst of, and our goal is to not point fingers at the military because it's largely not been their problem. It's been the problem of Democrats and Republicans in the White House and the Congress asking our military to do more with less.
On a brief bus tour around the base, the congressional delegation was shown the sore spots. Stopping on one of the 7,000-foot runways, the panel got out to gape at potholes created by hundreds of thousands of jet landings. Picking up a piece of broken concrete, Weldon showed it to the base's commander, Captain Dave Landon.
Would this be acceptable at a public airport?
They would find it unacceptable.
Landon says his base's backlog of needed maintenance is $225 million and growing. The panel was driven to crumbling hangars which house multi-million dollar aircraft. They were shown Vietnam-era helicopters that had been grounded and cannibalized for parts so that other copters could fly. Virginia Congressman Ed Schrock was frustrated.
The military's just flat been ignored by folks back in Washington, and we've just decided it's high time we put a stop to that stuff.
The congressional panel is hoping the media attention generated by the cross-country tour will sway public opinion on military readiness. But it faces a tougher sell on Capitol Hill. The subcommittee is competing with other spending priorities set by President Bush, including a missile defense system and other space-age weapons. The president is pledging to increase the defense budget by $18 billion, a tall order at a time of shrinking federal revenues. And even if he did get it all, it wouldn't be enough to go around. Chris Hellman with the Washington-based Center for Defense Information says the president finds himself in a difficult situation, trying to make good on campaign promises to improve the military and find ways to pay for new priorities.
The problem is when you talk about 535 members of Congress and three major military services and several thousand civilian bureaucrats over at the Pentagon, that's an awful lot of priorities. And each one of them feels that they're equally entitled to a slice of the new pie.
Congressman Kurt Weldon said he'll fight for as much of the budget pie as he can because, he says, improving the military's existing bases is what's needed most.
It's just disgusting. As an American and an elected official, I'm outraged that our country and our people would allow the military to have to live and work and operate and raise their families in the kind of environment that we've not just seen here, it's the same all over.
Now, the battle over what's needed most moves to Capitol Hill. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.